السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أن أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. وأما الأحاديث فقد قال فقد صح عن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه هو يقول أن نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم قد قال: إن الله تعالى يقول: أنا عند ظني عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا ذكرني، فإن ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي، وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منه، وإن أتاني وإن تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا، وإن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باء، وإن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. My dear respected brothers, elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy has given us a perfect religion of Islam. He has given us the perfect messenger, the messenger, the beloved messenger, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has given us the perfect book as a source of guidance, the perfect Quran. And indeed, He has perfected for us this religion of Islam. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath upon time, the essence of time itself. And He states in His full authority, with full dignity, He says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily, all of mankind is at incurring loss. They are definitely going to lose out. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Apart from those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who accept His commands, who attest to the fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger, who have accepted all the commandments and who have accepted all the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And with that, with accepting Islam, with accepting the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally and also that in the heart, they go one step further and act upon the commandments physically by means of actions, by means of either the body, wealth, or any other way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained that He should be worshipped, that He should be followed. Amongst the many different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that we have to do, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an order to follow, is the thing that is the order that we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to worship Him. In a hadith, the hadith that comes in many books of hadith, including Bukhari and Muslim and almost every other hadith book that you come across, there is a hadith known as Hadith of Jibreel, wherein the archangel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, comes in the guise of a man who has just come from Safar, who is like traveling. This person approaches, Hazrat Jibreel in this form approaches Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asks him questions. From amongst the questions he asks, أخبرني عن الإحسان. Inform me, what is sincerity? What is Ihsan? What is good? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, and a beautiful reply that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given: أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always, at all times, without any exception, without any shadow of a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warder of all different actions that we may perform. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His benevolence, in His mercy, has actually told us what needs to be done. Those people who do not understand this and only see orders and nothing else, like we're only being told to do things, not not getting any benefit from it. They fail to realize one important thing. From our 24-hour day-to-day life, we have to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn asks from us. From a 24-hour day-to-day life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much. So much so that trying to number them or trying to acknowledge and account for every single one of them is an impossible task in itself. Now from amongst the simplest things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we can name them. He's given us time itself, 24 hours in a day He has given us. From amongst this, He asks that five times a day we remember Him in the form of prayer, in Salah, Farz, Namaz. We do this and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, we have fulfilled this command, fulfilled this right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a 365-day year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, we take time out, give 29 or 30 days, and that too, be it only for the time taken from sunrise to sunset, that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of hunger, temporary hunger. And if we do this, then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for it. From our entire amount of wealth that we may have. And when I say this, this means everything. From all that that we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, from our surplus wealth. In other words, that wealth which can be accounted for in zakat. It does not mean the house we are living in. It does not mean the car that we are driving. It does not mean the clothes that we used to wear. It does not mean the food we eat. From amongst the surplus wealth that we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an order that 2.5%, 1/40th, we give in mandatory alms. Mandatory alms, zakat. We give unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst our wealth as well. And once in a lifetime, only if we can afford it and only if means are there for it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to go to His house, that place He calls His own, Makkatul Mukarramah, to perform the sacred rites of Hajj. Now look at it in this light. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us so many things, He asks for a little part in return. This, if we were to take it in this way, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually given us these things, all for free, and He is asking us that we repay this much from the things that He has given us for free, then okay, we can say that okay, we are fulfilling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rights. But it does not stop there. That person who does these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not merely say he has fulfilled his duties, but Allah turns around and rewards him. What does He reward him with? Allah turns around and rewards him with Allah's happiness. And Allah's happiness equals Jannah. A Sahabi who did not possess much knowledge but accepted Islam merely just by knowing about Islam. A Sahabi to this day in many books remains unknown. His name is not even known. He is merely known as an Arab, as a person who came from the villages, from the suburbs. He is not known by anyone. He came and asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what is Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him the information. He tells him the five times namaz, zakat, roza, hajj, these things. He turns around and says, Wallah, la azidu ala zalika wa la ankus. I will not do more than this, I will not do less than this. All the Sahaba who were looking at him, they were astonished. He's only doing this, nothing more than this. When this person walked away, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aflaha in sadaqa. That if he is true in what he is saying, that he will do this, he will not do less than this, he has indeed become successful. He has attained what he wants in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him. Never again should this question come in our minds that what are we doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not doing for us. We may have this wrong attitude in us that we make du'as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet our du'as are not accepted. First of all, we should ask ourselves, what has Allah given us that we have not asked for? How many things has He given us that we cannot account for? He has given us everything, and even more than that, what we cannot even comprehend, Allah has given us. From our physical being, our five fingers, our hands, our eyes, our nose, our ears, every single thing, all the different points of perception, all the different things that we have that we can work with, Allah has given us this. He has given us our arms and legs so that we can work and we can actually make an effort to live in this world and again reap the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us by means of halal rizq, by halal incomings, by halal intakes. All these things Allah has given us and we have not yet, unfortunately, very unfortunately, thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. It is indeed necessary that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right of being thanked is fulfilled, but just for the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. How can we say that we are fulfilling someone's rights if he has given us so many things and all we are giving is verbal lip service in the sense we are saying thank you, thank you, thank you? Are we fulfilling his rights? We have to ask ourselves this question. Are we fulfilling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rights? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said his rights are only fulfilled. Mankind will not be incurring loss by fulfilling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rights, by fulfilling his commandments, which is to accept him as a deity, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our Lord, our cherisher, our sustainer. All the different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to worship him for, we accept this. With that, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a means, not that we just worship him willy-nilly without actually having any purpose behind it, but we worship him for the fact that we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us all he has granted us. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do a few more things. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily mankind is at a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Apart from those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And besides that, وَعَمِدُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And accept and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he ought to be worshipped. They fulfill his commandments, they accept his commandments and act accordingly to it. Thereafter, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And tawasaw means to enjoin upon something or someone very strongly. Not just ask someone to do it, but one can even say order someone to do it. وَتَوَاصَوْا, to give an order to do it towards the truth. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us time and again in the Quran that he has given us this perfect deen. يَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this perfect deen and he has completed all his favors upon us. Allah has said this. Now this, alhamdulillah, we have this gift of Islam, we have this gift of Iman. Whether or not we fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is upon us, on our own beings. Thereupon, we have to make sure that this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not just take it and hold it to ourselves. We will not gain from it in that sense. But we go out, we go to people and we tell people about this. Be they Muslims, be they be negligent of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or be they non-Muslims and totally oblivious to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. We have to go out and actually tell them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, what he stands for, what our religion is, what our religion stands for, what our Qur'an is, what our Qur'an stands for, what our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he was and what he stood for. Time and again we hear in the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish those people who disobey and disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many percent, what is the percentage of Muslims in the world? If a person was to take a rough guess, you could say, okay, maybe 1/5, maybe 12, maybe 15, maybe so percent of the population of the world is Muslim. What about the rest? Whether or not we are going to be questioned regarding their Islam is a different question. But the fact remains, no person can actually look at and see another person going through untold torment and actually say, yes, I have nothing to do with this. A person has in his heart an affinity towards others. He has a craving that other people are also okay, they are not hurt or harmed in any way. The greatest being the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had turned around and gave an example of himself and of the reality of this world. He said, imagine a fire, a blazing fire, and in the same way insects, moths and things like that are attracted to this fire. They, if they are not stopped, will go into the fire and be burnt, and they will go through untold pain. They will be cooked within that fire. A person is standing in front of this fire, trying to ward off the people from going into it. He knows, he has understood the danger of this fire which is so attractive. He is pushing away, pushing away, pushing away, one after another. Whoever comes, he's trying to tell them, or trying to push them away from the fire, saying, go back, it is not the place to go to. It might look good, but that is not its reality. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this example to that of this world and in the hereafter. And he gave this example of that of himself and of mankind in general. He said, the fire is definitely the fire of hell. That attraction that is causing people or causing these insects to go to this fire are the pursuits of worldly desires, of our desires in this world, the things that we like, the things that we know are not according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not jayiz, are not permitted for us. But we still go to these things. Why? Because of enjoyment, temporary enjoyment of them. This attraction is the same worldly desire, the same world that has blinded the people into trying to fall into it. And where does acting upon one's desires and these worldly desires end up? It will end up in the fire of hell. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example of himself trying to push back the people, the masses, trying to push them back. He knew the reality of this world. He knew what it was behind it. He knew exactly how he had seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken him to look at heaven. He had taken him to look at hell. He had seen the untold punishment of hell. He had seen the untold nevertheless, the untold blessings of heaven. He had this reality in front of him, and with this reality he made it his work. So right to the very end he made it his work to make sure he warned people and took them away from the reality of this world and the hereafter, that being of Jahannam. He has also ordered that we do the same. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and Abi Sayyidina al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, أتى رجل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أي الناس أفضل؟ فقال مؤمن مجاهد بنفسه وماله في سبيل الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. حضرت أبو سعيد خضري رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates in a hadith that a person, another Sahabi, had approached Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم and asked him أي الناس أفضل؟ Who is the best of men? He did not ask regarding a specific person, who is the best person around? Who is the person who's got the most wealth or anything like that? He asked, full stop, who is the best of men? Which person has got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eternal happiness upon his head? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Mu'minun, that believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who has accepted all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. Mujahidun, that person, that believer who strives, who makes an effort, who works, who fights for the cause. Fi sabilillah, that cause of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. Going and making an all-out effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling towards Allah in whatever form it may be. Be it calling people verbally, if they have to, even to take arms in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has not been ruled out by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these different approaches of acting and worshipping and acting and taking part and making an effort in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path has been approved of by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has said, مُؤْمِنٌ مُجَاهِدٌ بِنَفْسِهِ His self, he does not sit back and just fund anything. Although Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ Yes, his wealth has also played an important part in striving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not sit back and merely fund it, but he takes an active part in it. It is imperative, it is important, it is necessary, indeed, for all of us. Whoever we are, it does not matter if we have a PhD or a GMVQ or whatever else we may have. We have to make sure that we have understood the effort that is required from us. what is required from us when it comes to the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to the following of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. All of these things, we have to realize what they are, and we have to realize exactly what it entails us to do. Thereafter, we have to go out and propagate this same deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to others. In other words, if we have to take up arms, be so. If it has to be that, we have to say to others, invite to others, and we tell others about the glory of Islam, then that is the way that we have to do it. We have to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His deen is beheld at high all times. Whether we serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen will remain the highest. It will be untouchable. There will be no blemishes on it. It is for us. It is for our own benefit if we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go out and call others to His path. If we go out and call others towards Allah's path, if we put up the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not putting the deen up, we are putting ourselves up in the sense that we are gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. We are the ones who will be acquiring the blessings, the prophecy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sense that we will be the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam count as the best. It is indeed up to us that we have to make sure that we are these people. If it is not us, then there is another prophecy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you, O Muslims, do not do the work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do, then be warned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise another nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise another nation to take over this work. He is not at loss. Indeed, we are the ones to be so. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His tawfiq, for His guidance in acting upon all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, to give us the ability to act upon the commandments of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sure that the words and the effects of the Quran and of the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do not go unheard. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets the people to act upon this, upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon the commandments of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may He make us amongst those very people. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الشاملة رأفته، العامة رحمته، الذي جازى عباده عن ذكرهم بذكره. فقال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم، ورغبهم في السؤال والدعاء بأمره، فقال: ادعوني أستجب لكم. فأتمع المطيع والعافي والداني والقافي في رفع الحاجات والآمان بقوله: فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وسيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه خير أصفيائه وسلم وتسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن ذكر الله تعالى ورفع الحاجات إليه تعالى أفضل عبادة نؤدى باللسان بعد تلاوة القرآن. فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله تعالى إلا حقتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله فيمن عنده. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الدعاء مخ العبادة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ليس شيء أكرم على الله من الدعاء. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الدعاء ينفع مما نزل ومما لم ينزل، فعليكم عباد الله بالدعاء. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه، من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. الحمد لله، الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تقادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي، الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. والسلطان ذل الله في الأرض، من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حيّ على الصلاة حيّ على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Mm-hmm.